fair. Does this look heavy to you? It really is, and I'm having a hard time focusing on you or really anything for that matter. If I tried to go through my day carrying all of this, I would be so limited. It's taking literally all of my energy. Okay, so I'm gonna put it down. Okay, wow, that's much better, but I don't know that I can leave it there. I really want to pick it back up again. I can't stop thinking about it. I mean, if I'm not carrying it, then who will? Do you ever have this conversation with yourself? What is all this weight we struggle with? It's life, life choices, struggles, bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, pride, sickness, broken relationships, addictions. I may put down for a season, but then I pick them back up again. My marriage, my children, and all the worries that they can bring. Financial stress, job stress, worry over the future, loneliness, insecurity, fear. That's a big, heavy one. Regret, shame you carry over what you've done or maybe what you didn't do. You can add any more you may be feeling or facing right now. Do you feel the weight of it all? It's heavy. Life is heavy. There have been times I've literally felt the weight of a circumstance, and it may not have even been my circumstance. Do you know what I mean? All you have to do is scroll a bit through social media, watch the news, or get plugged into your church's prayer chain, and you'll quickly get hit with some heavy burdens. Some go beyond our borders that are unimaginable. It's often I find myself trying to catch my breath, feeling the weight, the heaviness of evil, heartache, sin, and struggle. It can be a dark, heavy cloud if you carry it alone. I'm thankful we don't have to. It's too much for our heart and soul to bear. God knew that. That's why he sent Jesus to take the weight of our sin for us. But how often do we actually think about how heavy the weight of our sin is? Probably not much. The world tells us how good we are and what we deserve. So we all walk around thinking we're pretty good, privileged, entitled even, when in reality, there is nothing good in us apart from Jesus. People ask, why do bad things happen to good people? When the true question should be, why do good things happen to bad people? 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus, who knew no sin, took on the sin of the world. It's the great exchange. He exchanged his righteousness for our brokenness. The weight of our sin was laid on him on the cross. Every single sin and evil ever done and that will ever be done, he carried for you and for me. Because of that price paid, we don't have to carry the heaviness of it. Jesus carries it for us. And only through him is there anything good in us. That's the gospel truth. Lay down what's heavy on your heart and mind today. You'll see better and you'll walk lighter. I'm Lori Klein.